From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, a little Blake Lewis. If you have to ask who that is, get to Googling. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It is Tuesday, December 4th, 2007, and holy geez, when it rains enough in Seattle for it to be declared a state of emergency, that's like a lot of rain.
Yeah, tough doings in your hometown. How's your daughter? Is she all right? Is she?
She's good. I mean, it's actually a little south of Seattle, south of Olympia, which is the state capital, where a lot of the really, really bad stuff was. But they said, I grew up by this lake called Green Lake, which is a pretty sizable. It's a few miles around it. And they said enough rain fell in Seattle in the last 24 hours to fill up Green Lake six times.
Wow. Well, Corver Coleman's going to be along with the news with some more information on the tough weather in the Pacific Northwest. Also coming up on the show today, a fella at Columbia University wants to dump iron dust into the ocean. He thinks there'll be a plankton bloom, and it'll suck all the CO2 out of the air. Sounds crazy, but it just might work.
That's right. That's the name of the series all this week. We're also going to talk to a guy who's kind of marketing something called the Phrasalator. It was a secret, top secret military technology that kind of allowed soldiers to have translations of languages in places like Afghanistan. He figured out that it might be something useful to Native American tribes here in the U.S., and he's been spreading the word on that. We're going to find out more from him.
And of course, it's New Music Tuesday. The Killers have a Christmas single out. That doesn't sound right, exactly.
Exactly.
And like we just said, some Blake Lewis. Did you Google? He was the runner-up on American Idol. Perhaps one of the more interesting and talented people to come through that franchise in a long time.
He did beatbox more than any other American Idol contestant.
Kind of an interesting character. We'll also go to Corva for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been swearing up and down for a long time now that his country isn't developing nuclear weapons. And now it looks like he's getting help with that argument from a pretty unlikely source, the U.S. intelligence community.
According to the combined wisdom of 16 intelligence agencies, which contributed to the National Intelligence Estimate, quote, we judge with high confidence that in the fall of 2003, Tehran halted its nuclear weapons program, end quote. Declassified portions of the NIE were released yesterday.
The report does note that Iran's atomic intentions remain unclear and that its nuclear program could give it the option of building weapons at some point. And it estimates the earliest Iran could do it is 2010, but it wouldn't be likely before 2015.
For a little context here, this info comes from the same people who gave President Bush enough material to justify the war in Iraq, as in the weapons of mass destruction argument.
This report, though, contradicts a previous NIE released in 2005. That one concluded that Iran was relentlessly working towards a bomb.
And just 6 weeks ago, President Bush used the words Iran, nuclear activity, and World War III in the same sentence.
I remember that.
But now President Bush's national security advisor, Stephen Hadley, parsed the contradictions and somehow found some good news for the administration.
It confirms that we were right to be worried about Iran seeking to develop nuclear weapons. On the other hand, it tells us that we have made some progress in trying to ensure that that does not happen.
Not surprisingly, Iran said today that it's happy to hear about the report, saying, quote, the condition of Iran's peaceful nuclear activities is becoming clear to the world. But Israel says they still don't trust that Iran's stopped all nuclear work. Its defense minister said, quote, only time will tell who is right.
That is the BPP's big story. Now here's NPR's Corva Coleman with even more news.